Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and here with Zechus Menachos, Daf Samachov, the fifth parak, Kol Menachos Baoz Matzah. So the three dafs are going to focus on number one. The next Mishnah lists the offerings which require Tanufa Benat HaGosha, the Log Shemen of a Metzorah and his Asham, Bikurim according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Imurim and the Chaz of a Shok of a private Shlamim, and the Shtei Lechem with the Shnei Kvasim of Shavuos. The Minchas Omer and the Minchas Kanos, which is the Sotas Mincha, require both Hagasha and Tanufa. The Lechem Apanim and the Minchas Nasachim brought with the carbon do not require either. Rabbi Shimon says, Gimel Minim Teunin Gimel Mitzvos. There are three types of offerings requiring between them three different mitzvos. Shtayim B'kol Achas V'Achas U'Shkishis Ein Behen. But there are only two of the three mitzvos for each one and not the third. Number one, a private shlamim requires smicha while it is alive and tenufa after it is shechted, but no tenufa while it's alive. Number two, the shlamei tzibur of Shavuos require tenufa while they are alive and after they are shechted, but do not require smicha. And number three, the asham of a matzorah requires smicha and tenufa while it's alive, but does not require tenufa after shechita. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Bikurim require Tanufa. He derives this from the Pasuk, V'lakach HaKon HaTeni Miyadecha, and the Kohen shall take the basket of Bikurim from your hand, and darshan the Gezer Shava of Yad Yad from Shlamim, to require Tanufa by Bikurim. He also derives Ma'kan Kohen Afal Ha'an Kohen. Just as here, the Kohen weighs the Bikurim, there too the Kohen weighs the Shlamim portions. Umal Ha'an Balim Afkan Balim. And just as there, the owner weighs the Shlamim portions, so to here, the owner weighs the Bikurim. The Bryce explains how they weigh it together. Kohen Meinich Yadu Tachas Yidei Balim U'Meinich. The Kohen places his hands under the owner's hands and weighs it together with him. The Gemara wonders why our Mishnah did not mention that Rabbi Yehuda also holds that Bikurim required Tanufa, which he darshans from the superfluous word Hinachto, and you shall place it. Rav explains, Hoyu Pasuk Bo HaKasuv Tchila, because the Pasuk opened first with it, meaning Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov's Drasha appears earlier in the Parsha. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answers, Hoyu V'Rav Guvre, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov's power in Torah wisdom is great. And point number three, Abraisa darshans the phrase B'nai Yisrael written before the Pasuk of Tanufa to teach, B'nai Yisrael menifin. B'nai Yisrael perform the waving, V'ein of the kochavim menifin. But idolaters do not perform the waving. Similarly, B'nai Yisrael menifin. The male sons of Israel perform the waving, V'ein anashim menifos. But women do not perform the waving. Riosi says that since the Torah differentiated between the karbanos of male Jews and the karbanos of idolaters and women regarding smicha, meaning that their karbanos do not require smicha at all, one would think the same differentiation would apply to tenufa, and their karbanos would not require any tenufa. However, they cannot truly be compared because smicha is performed only by the owner. So once idolaters and women were excluded from smicha, their karbanos are entirely excluded from smicha. In contrast, tenufa is performed by the kohen, who may also act as the shaliach of idolaters and women. Therefore, we darshan B'nai Yisrael to exclude idolaters and women from performing the tenufa, and it is performed by the kohen alone. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah lists the offerings, which require tenufa but not hagasha, the log shemen of a metzorah and his asham, bikurim according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the imurim and the chaz of a shok of a private shlamim, and the shtei lechem with the shnei kvasim of Shavuos. The minchas haomer and the minchas kanos, which is the sotas mincha, require both hagasha and tenufa. The lechem apanim and the minchas nasachim brought with the carbon do not require either. Rabbi Shimon says, Gimel Minim Teunin Gimel Mitzvos. There are three types of offerings requiring between them three different mitzvos. Shtayim B'kol Achas V'Achas U'Shkishis Ein Behen. But there are only two of the three mitzvos for each one and not the third. Number one, a private shlamim requires smicha while it is alive and tenufa after it is shechted, but no tenufa while it's alive. Number two, the shlamei tzibur of Shavuos require tenufa while they are alive and after they are shechted, but do not require smicha. And number three, the asham of a matzorah requires smicha and tenufa while it's alive, but does not require tenufa after shechita. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Bikurim require tenufa. He derives this from the pasuk, V'lakach HaKon HaTeni Miyadecha, and the Kohen shall take the basket of Bikurim from your hand, and darshans the Gezer Shava of Yad Yad from Shlamim, to require tenufa by Bikurim. He also derives Ma'kan Kohen Afal Ha'an Kohen. Just as here, the Kohen weighs the Bikurim, there too the Kohen weighs the Shlamim portions. Umal Ha'an Balim Afkan Balim. And just as there, the owner weighs the Shlamim portions, so to here, the owner weighs the Bikurim. The Bryce explains how they weigh it together. Kohen Meinich Yadu Tachas Yidei Balim U'Meinich. The Kohen places his hands under the owner's hands and weighs it together with him. The Gemara wonders why our Mishnah did not mention that Rabbi Yehuda also holds that Bikurim required Tanufa, which he darshans from the superfluous word Hinachto, and you shall place it. Rav explains, Hoyu Pasuk Bo HaKasuv Tchila, because the Pasuk opened first with it, meaning Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov's drasha appears earlier in the Parsha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answers, Hoyu V'Rav Guvre, because Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov's power in Torah wisdom is great. And point number three, a Braisa darshans the phrase B'nai Yisrael written before the Pasuk of Tanufa to teach, B'nai Yisrael menifin. B'nai Yisrael performed the waving, ve'eno of the kochavim menifin. But idolaters do not perform the waving. Similarly, B'nai Yisrael menifin. The male sons of Yisrael perform the waving, ve'eno nashim menifos. But women do not perform the waving. Riosi says that since the Torah differentiated between the karbanos of male Jews and the karbanos of idolaters and women regarding smicha, meaning that their karbanos do not require smicha at all, one would think the same differentiation would apply to tenufa, and their karbanos would not require any tenufa. However, they cannot truly be compared because smicha is performed only by the owner. So once idolaters and women were excluded from smicha, their karbanos are entirely excluded from smicha. In contrast, tenufa is performed by the kohen, who may also act as the shaliach of idolaters and women. Therefore, we darshan B'nai Yisrael to exclude idolaters and women from performing the tenufa, and it is performed by the kohen alone. All right, so now it's time to go to our siman daf samach aleph, and our standard siman is a saw. So here goes. While the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shulk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tenufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for Bikurim put his down in order to do tenufa together with a kohen. A goy was told by the kohen that even if he would wave a saw at them all day long, they still can't allow him to do tenufa, and the kohen will do it alone. Once again, slow motion. While the man put down the saw, that must be on daf samach aleph. While the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tenufa, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the offerings which require tenufa but not hagasha, the log shemen of a matzora and his asham, bikurim according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the emurim and chaz of a shuk of a private shlamim, and the shtei alechem of the shnei kvasim of Shavuos. So while the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tenufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for Bikurim put his down in order to do tenufa together with the kohen, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Bikurim require tenufa. He derives this from the pasuk V'lakach HaKohen HaTanim Yadecho, and the kohen shall take the basket of Bikurim from your hand, and darshan the Gezer Shava Yad Yad from Shlamim to require tenufa by Bikurim. The Bryce explains how the kohen and the owner wave it together. The kohen places his hands under the owner's hands and waves it together with him. So while the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tenufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for Bikurim put his down in order to do tenufa together with the kohen, a goy was told by the kohen that even if he would wave his saw at them all day long, they still can't allow him to do tenufa, and the kohen we'll do it alone, which reminds us, we learned that tenufa of karbanos of idolaters and women is performed alone by the kohen. So once again, while the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tenufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for Bikurim put his down in order to do tenufa together with the kohen, a goy was told by the kohen that even if he'd wave his saw at them all day long, they still can't allow him to do tenufa, and the kohen will do it alone. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Siman Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use a doll with a long nose. So here goes. The man who used the long nose from his doll. That must be on Daf Nun Zayin. The man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat on the coals on Shabbos and was patur because only one side got cooked, kamacha ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Niach basa al gabi gochalim." If one placed meat onto coals on Shabbos, then if he turned the meat over so the other side would roast, he's chai. But if he didn't turn it over, he's pater. The Gemara explains the cases where, without the meat being turned, it would have cooked on one side, kamacha ben drosai, like the cooking level of ben drosai's food, which is one third cooked. And by turning it, both sides were roasted, kamacha ben drosai. Rabbi Yochanan is teaching that one side of cooking, which is only kamacha ben drosai, is not consider cooking at all, and butter. So the man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat onto the coals on Shabbos and was butter because only one side got cooked, kamacha ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over. Watch the kohen who used the nose from his doll to mix some sourdough into a mincha in the Azara, take it out and mix it some more, which reminds us, Rapapa asks, chimsa v'yatzos v'chaz v'chimsa ma'u. If one leavened a mincha dough and it left the Azara and he leavened it again, what is the halacha? Although a second leavening is normally liable, since this mincha left the Azara before the second leavening, became disqualified, and an invalid mincha is not chai for leavening. However, perhaps we say kevin dechimsa, since he leavened the dough before it left the azar, disqualifying it for offering, psul yotze lo mahanibe. The psul of having left does not affect it, and he would be liable for the second leavening. So the man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat on the coals on Shabbos and was put because only one side got cooked, kamalka ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over. Watch the Kohen use the nose from his doll to mix some sourdough into a mincha in the Azar, take it out, and mix it some more, while throwing another doll at a Kohen who was taking meat and flour from a carbon that was supposed to be eaten onto the kevesh of the Mizbeach, which reminds us, a brisa prohibits offering up onto the Mizbeach the meat of a chatas, ashem, or any carbon meat which is eaten, or the shirayim of any mincha which is eaten. A marayim discuss if one offers up any of these items onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan says he is chayev, but Rabbi Elazar says he's pater. Daf Nun Ches. So the simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. At the Mizbech, liability for feeding exhibit Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. At the Mizbech, liability for feeding exhibit Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, first tossed the meat of a bird chatas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asks, Hamal Mabasar Chatas Ha'uf Agabi HaMizbech. If one offered up the meat of a bird chatas onto the Mizbech, is one chayiv? Do we say the Torah only prohibited offering koshim mimenu le'ishim, any offering from which part of it was already given to the Mizbeach fires, by aim mimenu le'ishim, but there's nothing from this chatas ha'of which is given to the fires, so the prohibition would not apply to it? Or does the prohibition include kosher shmo carbon, anything entitled an offering, by nami shmo carbon, and this chatas ha'of is also entitled an offering? So, at the Mizbech, liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper first tossed the meat of a bird chatas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, while sprinkling seor smaller than a kazayas onto it, since he held yesh haktara pakos makazayas, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses kul amiksasus hugabri the issur of burning leaven on the Mizbech, and brings the malchokas of ein haktara pakos makazayas. So, at the Mizbech liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper first tossed the meat of a bird chatas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, while sprinkling seor smaller than kazayas onto it, since he held yesh haktar b'chosa mekazayas, while his assistant spilled a sticky mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbech, and the nearby basin debated whether he deserved four sets of lashes, two or none, because the prohibition is a lav shebaklalos. Which reminds us, Amraim discuss Hamal Masor Udvash Agabi Mizbech. If one offers up a mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbech, Rava says he incurs four sets of malkas for offering Seor, for offering Dvash, for offering a Ruvi Seor, leaven mixtures, and for offering a Ruvi Dvash, honey mixtures, since they were mixed into each other. Abai says, Ein Lokin Olav Shabakos. One does not incur malkas for violating a general prohibition. Two interpretations are given as to what Abai is saying, with his chayv two malkas, or maybe not even one. Daf Nun Tes, so the Simon Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. As the knights in shining armor, knights in shining armor, that must more on Daf Nun Tes. As the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with shemen and lavona on them at mincha target, which reminds us, Gemara discusses which menachos require shemen and lavona, which require just shemen or lavona, and which require neither. So as the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with shemen and lavona on them at mincha targets, the knight who threw lavona at a mincha's chota was told he must collect it off the mincha target, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one is chai for adding oil to a mincha by itself and liable for adding lavona by itself. Nasan al ha-shemen psala, if he put oil onto a mincha's chota, he disqualifies it, but if he put it on lavona, yilkatena, he collects the lavona and the mincha is valid. So as the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with shemen and lavona on them at mincha targets, the knight who threw lavona at a mincha's chota was told he must collect it off the mincha's target, even though his aim was so good that he managed to get a full kazayas of lavona onto a mashu a mincha target, which reminds us, Gemara discusses minimum shiurim for invalidating a mincha through adding shemen or lavona. Daf Samach, so the simon Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The Kohani bringing a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach who walked along the path, a smiley face sticker, that must more on Daf Samach. The Kohanim bring a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach, who walked along the path of smiley face stickers with their Minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, which reminds us, the Mishnah lists all the offerings which require Hagasha, but not Tanufa, which are 10 types of Menachos, the same as the 10 listed on the previous daf, except that the last Mincha is a Minchas Chota instead of the Minchas HaOmer. Rav Shimon disputes two of the Menachos listed by the Tanakhama, arguing that a Minchas Kohanim and a Minchas Kohen Mashiach do not require Hagasha, because those Menachos do not require any Kemitzah, since they are entirely burned on the Mizbeach. Bekosha ein behem Kemitzah, ein behem Hagasha. And any Menachos which do not require Kemitzah do not require bringing near. So the Kohanim bringing a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach, who walked along the path of smiley face stickers with their Minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, were followed by a Kohen with a smiley face sticker bringing a Minchas HaOmer, which required Hagasha based on a Tzadah Shava between a Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon argues that a Minchas HaOmer cannot be derived from a Tzadah Shava between a Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota, Shekem Mitzuyim, because they're frequent, since they can be brought as often as necessary, even 100 times a year, whereas the Minchas HaOmer is only once a year. Rav Yehuda responded, Adarabba, Hamatzuya Tvei. On the contrary, a Minchas HaOmer is more frequent. At times, those Menachos referring to the Minchas Chota, Minchas Sota, are not brought at all. So, the Kohanim bring a Minchas Kohen of Minchas Kohen Mashiach, who walked along the path of smiley face stickers with their Minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, were followed by a Kohen with a smiley face sticker bringing the Minchas HaOmer, which required Hagasha based on a Tzadah Shava between Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota, who turned away a Kohen who attempted to bring a Minchas Nadava from barley, which reminds us, a Minchas Nadava cannot be brought from barley. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do Malkok is if Ein Haktara Pachos Makazayas? That's on daf? Nunches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss minimum shiurim for invalidating a mincha through adding shemen or lavona? That's on daf? Nun test. Good. Number 3. Which daf discusses which menachos require shemen and lavona, which require just shemen or lavona, and which require neither? That's on daf? Nun test. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that tenufa of karbonas of idolaters and women is performed alone by the kohen? That's on daf? Samachalav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that one is chayv separately for each act of the baking process for a mincha baked as chametz? That's on daf? Nun hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that according to Rav Papa, one baked a mincha leavened, he incurs two sets of malchus, one for its shaping and one for its baking? That's on daf? Nun vav. Good. Number 7. Which daf brings the opinion that Bikurim require tenufa? That's on daf? Samachalav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a malchus regarding how many malchus one gets for offering up a mixture of sor and dvash onto the mizbeach? That's on daf? Nun ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf lists the offerings which require tenufa but not hagasha, one of them being the chaz of a shuk of a private shlamim? That's on daf? Samachalav. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of one who placed meat onto coals on Shabbos but didn't turn the meat over? That's on daf? Nun Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.